How tough was it to hear the news, I guess, on Saturday from Chris?
It was tough. It was very tough. It's not that I hadn't been thinking that this could happen, and I had just been on a family vacation with him. I watched him agonize over this for literally the whole summer as he tried to, he was in here, you know, during the summer, just trying to get himself in position where he could do the things required for him at his position, and especially the tremendous way in which he puts pressure on himself to perform at the highest level. But it was a sad day. I mean, I knew that there was a little league game down in Montclair, and that's where Cooper and Chris were. And then all of a sudden, I got this little tap on the back from Cooper, and we visited for a couple of minutes. And then when Chris said, "Can I speak to you?" I knew. But it you know, and I called. I was able to call Jerry, and I called John Mara, and I just, it's a sad day for the New York Giants. You know, it's a sad day for our whole family personally. I mean, I just walked into the cafeteria and saw two of the boys, the two oldest boys, you know, crying. And when Kate saw me, she cried too, because you have to remember, for Dylan, this is his whole life. He's been coming around here since he was a little guy. So very difficult day for Chris, because Chris is a guy who's shunned the limelight and liked it that way, and yet he's been here probably for 4 or 5 hours, and it's been one thing continuously after another. However, all that said and done, okay, you're talking about a guy who's a great football player. I mean, he is everything that you want in a man and in a football player. And you may say, well, you know, you're not very objective about this. Well, I'm not pleading my case for objectivity right now. I'm just telling you that the quality of the man is greater than the quality and the ability of the football player, and that's as good as it gets. If you look at what he accomplished over, let's say, the first 8 years of his career, he blocked them all. You know, we put him up there against it. You know, everybody takes those big old guys and squats them in there on that side. He blocked them all. He can run. He can pass protect. He provided for our team the things that we are looking for in terms of the values and the principles and the concepts that we believe in. The guy probably didn't say a word for the first 3 years he was here. All he did was line up and play. And he practiced hard, and he played hard, and he was driven. He was proud, a very proud guy. If you look at the records for there's two players here that competed to be the strongest players in our program, Linville, Joseph, and Chris. And Chris always took great pride in that, because that's how he played. He played physical. And when his ailments came to the front this summer, he couldn't play the game the way he wanted to play it. And I think that's the ultimate decision that he had to make. But as far as the quality of the man, the quality of the football player, I've been asked 1,000 times by each one of you, probably one at a time, for all these years, what's it like to coach your son-in-law? And I get it if I'm speaking in public or whatever I'm doing. And the question is always has an edge to it, as if it's going to be something that they want to hear me say something that's difficult. Hey, give me all, please, please, Lord. I'll take 100 of them, okay? If there's 53, I'll take 53 of him. Because, you know, you ask his teammates what they think about him. You ask the guys that have been with him forever. Ask Eli really what he thinks about him. And I don't think I think I'm saying it just exactly the way it is. So, you know, sad day for, you know, the other thing to remember is that, and I saw some of the, Chris text the family, and I saw some of the texts that came back. My sons came back, you know. One son, the older one, Tim, said he should retire as the greatest offensive lineman in the history of the New York Giants. I said, well, you may have to fudge a little bit there with some of our great players in the past, but you're on record. And the other guy came back, Brian, and said, 76, you know, you did it the right way. You accomplished everything you can accomplish in the game, and you did it with honor. And he did. He did it with honor. And he did it as a great example. He was a great example this offseason with our young guys. He had Pugh, and he had Herman, and he had those guys going and doing it the right way. and we'll miss all of those things. If you, however you want to describe it, whether you want to talk about the classroom, the practice field, the locker room, the community, he was there. And he did it so that the New York Giants could be very, very proud. And Mr. Mara said it, and I would just be backing it up. He'll be in the Ring of Honor without a doubt, and hopefully maybe some other things will come his way as the years go by.
He talked about how he came and told you, but he said he thought you kind of knew anyway, that you sort of knew that this was going to be
Well, I braced myself for it.
When did you realize, though, that this was...
Because it wasn't getting a whole lot better. He wasn't able to do what he wanted to do.
Did you sort of know that it was going to happen before camp here, or did you have a hint of that?
I didn't. I knew he would do the right thing for him and for us, and he did. He did. I mean, he gave us an opportunity to go to camp full strength, and that was, he could have dragged this thing on, but he is a man of honor, and he, a guy of principle, and he decided that this was the right time and the right way, and so he did it that way. That's a tough question. I'm not sure. I mean, we have some guys in there. There are a lot of quality guys, but some of them are new. Some of them are young. But they will have to step up. It's obvious that when Sean retired or moved on, Chris came to me and said, look, I'm not a rah-rah guy, but I'll take care of the X and O part of the meetings, and I'll make sure everybody knows what they're doing and stays focused in that O-line room. And he did, and he's done that.
How do you replace him on the field?
You have no choice but to move on. We will, and we'll, the guys that are here will play like heck and give it everything they've got, and we certainly feel like we've got people in that position, in that locker room, that can help us win, and that's all I can say. I mean,
you're going to have a roster spot. You're going to go for additional help at that position?
We'll take care of that, yeah. I just said that. We've already moved on, but we'll wait until to give you the name.
You said you braced for it. You knew. Mm-hmm. This was a possibility. Do you feel like you guys did that personnel-wise, knowing that this could happen?
Oh, yeah.
That you are prepared?
Well, we had to be. We had to prepare. One way or the other, we had to be prepared. Now, have you got a Chris Snee out there to bring in? No, of course not. But we'll do the best we can.
What did it mean to you over the last 10 years, though, to be able to have your family life kind of a little bit closer to you? I mean, a lot of coaches don't get that opportunity.
That's one of the best things that's ever been said about this. Having them here, having, my daughter, my grandsons, having them so involved, family days and all the things that we do here as Giants, and kids running around on this practice field and in the field house having a great time. That's been, and having that as such an integral part of our lives, with Judy, with Kate, with Chris and the boys, with Tim being here, and Andrea, and their kids, our grandchildren over there. I mean, it's just been great. They've gotten a little bit beyond where every Friday night, it's pizza night or something like that. They've gotten into where they have so many things going on. But that's what we did for the first couple of years, was try to set aside Friday nights, and that was something I'll always remember. And try to remember the fact that Chris is a Giant. He'll always be a Giant. He said, I'll never play anyplace else. So, I mean, he'll be here. He'll be around, and so that's important.
Tom, you said you braced yourself for the news. You also braced yourself that you've never been head coach here without him, at least on your roster. And
yeah. Well, it gave me great confidence to have him in that locker room, because I never worried about any part of it if he was involved. You're right. That's going to be different. And I told him that. I mean, when I stand up in front of the team, and I used to look up and see where he sat, and I'd look up and there he'd be, and There's no question. It was a great source of confidence to me, and now he's not going to be in that chair.
Tom, do you think it made this whole thing work because he was the player he was? It wasn't like teammates could look around and say, does this guy get preferential treatment? He was earning his way and doing it every game day.
Yeah, he, no question about it. I've said it many times, and I'll repeat it. He was a guy that, you know, just grabbed his lunch bucket and went to work, never said anything. Whatever you told him to do, he did it 100 miles an hour. You know, let's face it, that's why he's got some ailments right now. The way he played, he was full speed, all out, you know, physical football. But I'll leave you with one story. I don't know if you'll think it's funny, but so we bring him in, you know, we can't believe he's where we picked him. I mean, he's in the first round for us. So we're top of the ground. We've already got Eli, and there he sits, you know. So we bring him in, and it takes you about 5 seconds to see he's the best lineman on the field. But he's young, so let's keep him behind, you know, behind people for a while. So we go through the spring, I guess it was. He tells me it was the fall. I thought it was the spring. And I call him in, I sit him down, and I say, Chris, we're going to move you to the starting right guard position. And this is what he quotes as I said. I don't remember it. He says, I looked at him and I said, you haven't earned it and you don't deserve it yet, but we're moving you into the starting position anyway. It's a good thing we did. Anything else?
Positive news on Wilson today.
Yeah. Yeah, we were anticipating that, and that's good news. Yep.
What is he's clear?
He's clear. Cleared to go.
So are you going to try lightly with him? Or?
Yeah, sure.
You talked in, I think it was back in March, about when he comes back, that probably wouldn't do him so much in kick return coming back when he first gets back. Is he still?
He'd probably take the first kickoff return in Canton next week. So that would be the thing that, and that's something he does extremely well. So it's going to be a little bit difficult, but you know, quite frankly, I mean, he's an amazing kid. I know we're talking about a very, very serious injury, but he's. About 2 weeks after he's had the surgery, he's in the weight room, and I got to slow him down. He's over there doing stuff with his legs. And, David, do you have any idea what just took place here? So hopefully it'll go this way as we bring him along. You know, he wants to do everything now. I mean, he's out there running back and forth like it's nobody's business.
What do you think of him now as a player?
Well, we got to wait and see how this thing has affected his overall game. But he definitely has a place. We had a couple guys a pound or two overweight, but out of 90, that's not bad. We'll melt those guys down pretty good fast so they can be as good as they can be. But they did a good job. You know, I mean, it's not a killer conditioning run. It's not intended to be. So, but we did. I told them this morning that they should be real happy and thank me for taking them out here. They have 3 hours of meetings. They come out here, they get to stretch and run around, come in here and have dinner and go in for 3 more hours of meetings. So I'm sure they'll be waiting to thank me when I get inside here.
Manningham and Beatty participated in that. Are they cleared to go, and do they have any restrictions
they're limited.
So far?
Yeah, they're limited. They're going to be limited. Don't ask me what that is. I've never figured that one out, but
I was just about to ask
they
you
are
what
limited.
That is.
They are limited.
But they're not going to be on pup.
No. Beasts
is
the only guy. And what about John Jerry? He was working on doing on the side. He's also limited, or is he?
He'll be limited, yeah. But he is cleared to practice, so he can do some things. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully he's lighter than he's been. He's lighter than he was when he left here.
What's lighter for
he's
him?
A large man now. You're not going to get me quoting it. He's a large guy. He's a solid, big man.
Anything else? Eli didn't run. Is that anything to that? Is that just
he didn't run last year either.
Is Jerry?
Is this a four-hour meeting? For God's sake, aren't we in training camp? For God's sakes.
Does Mosley start as the first guy in that spot?
They'll be all rotated through there. Mosley will be out there first, I'm sure.